This is JIS News. Coming up, CMI unveils suite of stimulators and alternative energy system. ARTPEM steps up efforts to strengthen disaster preparedness, and PICA rolls out same-day service. The news in detail after this message.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
Now the news. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, has unveiled a suite of simulators and a 125-kilowatt alternative energy system to facilitate training at the institution. The project will also provide 20% of the Institute's energy needs. The initiative was completed at a cost of $162 million, with funding support of $135 million provided by the Universal Service Fund, USF. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Powell says the funding from the USF has enabled the institution to upgrade its facilities to become the simulator center of the Caribbean.
The energy system will generate stable and renewable energy to support the center, providing sustainable training opportunities for an emerging labor force in Jamaica, the Caribbean and beyond.
The equipment and facility includes special simulators, communication infrastructure, 60 computers, and a 125-kilowatt alternative solar energy system. Meanwhile, Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Powell says the Caribbean Maritime Institute is being positioned as a major contributor to the growth prospects of Jamaica and the region. He says with large investments set to come on stream in the region from the expanded Panama Canal, the CMI has made the necessary changes by designing products to meet market needs.
The CMI is quietly positioning itself to embrace the future. Importantly, it is taking practical steps to satisfy the demands of niche segments in the market and is now boasting nearly 100% employment for its graduates.
Minister Powell was presenting the keynote address for the simulator and alternative energy system at the Caribbean Maritime Institute Palisades Park in Kingston Tuesday. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ARTPEM, will be using technology to strengthen the country's disaster preparedness and response mechanism. This through the use of the newly developed Geospatial Damage Assessment tool, GeoDat. GeoDat is a mobile application developed in Jamaica in collaboration with the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, which seeks to help in disaster management and damage reporting. The app will enable residents to use their smartphones to record post-disaster data such as photos, which they can then send to ARTPEM. Speaking at the launch of Disaster Preparedness Month Tuesday, Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott commended ARTPEM for introducing the system. Meanwhile, Minister Arscott is urging residents to be aware and to be prepared for any impending disaster. This in light of the 2015 Atlantic hurricane season, which began June 1 and ends November 30.
Disaster preparedness should be everybody's business. I want to call upon our citizens to play your part. And it is simple. Listen to the bulletin, follow instructions, and stop putting the garbage in the gullies and drains.
The transatlantic hurricane season runs annually from June 1 to November 30. This year's theme is Connect to Protect, advancing emergency telecommunications, strengthening community mobilization. And close to 30 persons applied for and received their passports on June 1 under the new same-day express service offered by the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA. The service, which costs $16,500, was introduced as part of an initiative to improve the quality of service to customers. In an interview with GIS News, Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Jennifer MacDonald, says the same-day service was implemented at the request of clients.
We implemented it because there is a demand. Based on our interaction with customers, many will book a ticket and then realize that their passport has expired. And so they would rather to pay the extra rather than having to pay the difference for the ticket.
When applying for the same-day service, persons are required to drop off their documents by 10 a.m. and pick up their passports between 3 and 4 p.m. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.